With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump putting Nigeria on notice for its persecution of Christians. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president says Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria and that his administration will designate the West African nation as a country of particular concern. That designation does not necessarily mean that sanctions will be imposed, but is one step ahead of that. The president writes in a social media post that radical Islamists are responsible for the mass slaughter of thousands of Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Military leaders have been ordered now by their to the National Guard to develop a quick reactionary force. Ben Thomas explains.
A set of memos circulated this month directs National Guard units in all 50 states and U.S. territories to train a contingent of soldiers to deal with civil disturbances and riots, and to have them ready to deploy with just hours' notice. The specialized course includes the proper use of batons, body shields, stun guns, and pepper spray, all part of his vision of a muscular role for the military in his crackdown on illegal immigration and crime in U.S. cities. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republicans very upset, angry, and ready for a fight. It's been learned the Biden administration was behind Arctic Frost, a huge spy operation that sought to learn more about the activities of a dozen or more conservative organizations around the United States, in addition to a number of GOP politicians. Daylight saving time ending Sunday morning at 2 o'clock local time. And in case you do get mixed up this time of the year, in the fall, you set the clock back 1 hour. This is SRN News. All Americans weigh in on religion and culture.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that a lot of people feel that their spiritual beliefs are in conflict with the way life is lived in the United States. According to Pew, 58% of Americans say their religious views are at odds with mainstream culture. And that number is a big jump from just last year when only 48% felt this way. In the year 2000, it was 42%. Meanwhile, most people also believe that religion is gaining influence in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Russia, one of the countries grappling with a shrinking population and aging. President Vladimir Putin views it as a threat to national security. Experts say it's a legacy of the Soviet era when abortion was often treated like contraception and many women during that period terminated pregnancies. Putin advancing now pro-life laws in an effort to raise the birth rate. This is SRN News. Trade talks with Canada appear to be off. Here's Bill Alexander with that story.
President Trump said on Friday the United States and Canada will not restart trade talks, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney apologized to him for an Ontario political ad using former President Ronald Reagan, saying tariffs spell disaster. Trump says he likes Carney a lot, but what they did was wrong. The White House insists the ad was just the latest in a string of problems between the two countries.
We are learning more about that situation in Paris and the involvement of the Louvre heist. The prosecutor in Paris says two new suspects have been handed preliminary charges for their alleged involvement in the crown jewels heist. A 37-year-old man suspected charged with theft. The other, a 38-year-old woman. She's accused of being an accomplice. They have both denied any involvement. More details at srnnews.com.